Britain confirmed a second outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease in a herd of cattle in southern England today, raising fears the damaging animal disease may spread. Head of the School of Biomedical Sciences at Queen's University Belfast, Professor Bertus Rima, says lessons have been learned since a foot-and-mouth outbreak in the UK in 2001.
Well, I think in this particular case, I think the British government has done a very commendable job. After 2001, it became quite clear that the major problem that arose at the time was that they did not prevent animal movement as quick as they should have at the time. And so that led to a very widespread of the infection and the virus across the whole of the country. In this particular case, I think the first case was identified very rapidly in the laboratory, and an immediate control zone and surveillance zones were set up around the infected farm. And I think that might well help us in controlling this particular outbreak.
The outbreak does pose an immediate threat to Britain's livestock industry, whose meat exports are worth more than $1 billion a year. Animals so far affected by the disease have been culled.